Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Raja Krishnamurthy, the congressman, joins us on WGN Radio again. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Sure, John. How are you?
I'm terrific and lucky to be so. I'm well, and counting my blessings. Congressman, so what's the latest then on the aid package and the stimulus package out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, last night, the Senate Republicans released their hotly anticipated proposal to send aid to families. And unfortunately, it's very disappointing, John. Your listeners may have already seen some of the details, but essentially, it has a means test for people who earn towards the upper income brackets, which makes sense. I should probably back up and say that the plan provides households an early tax rebate worth $1,200 for an individual and $2,400 for a married couple, with an extra $500 for each of their children.
If I may stop you right there, you said tax rebate. I thought it was just going to be cash straight up, not a rebate of the taxes I was supposed to get. Am I confused here?
I think what they're trying to hint at, which is kind of made a little more clear in the rest of their plan, is that it's primarily for people who earn income and pay taxes. The issue is that, very interestingly, there's a means test for upper income brackets, but there's also a means test for lower income brackets, meaning that, for instance, if you did not file a tax return, perhaps because you earn less than $24,000 as a household and you're not required to file a tax return then because the standard deduction is equal to that, you don't get any money. And if you make a little more than that and filed a tax return, you might get like $600 as a family. So this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. It seems like it's a political statement and not a serious plan to lift up our economy or the families that need the money. Cutting off the neediest people doesn't make sense. Having a one-time check doesn't make sense. Even the White House is proposing more than a one-time check. And then finally, there is assistance to corporations within this package that was announced last night, but it doesn't have any provisions or restrictions with regard to the assistance. So it theoretically could be used for stock buybacks, bonuses, dividends. It doesn't require that the companies not lay off its workers or that the assistance primarily go to the workers. And so this is a real problem.
Trying to get my head around the strategy that I'm reading from Slate, and you've just essentially confirmed what I read last night, and I thought this can't be true. I'll quote Jordan Weissman's piece in Slate. He said, Americans with little to no tax liability, that is, poor people, will only receive a minimum payment of $600 unless they earn less than $2,500, in which they will get nothing. Low-wage workers who don't have a federal tax return also won't qualify for the rebate. And maybe the logic behind that, Congressman, is that if you weren't going to get anything to begin with, then you shouldn't get anything now. You aren't experiencing a difference because you didn't have to pay taxes anyway. All these other people do, and so now we're trying to compensate them. But I must say, I don't really understand. Another way to look at it is, forget about that. Let's get money in the hands of people who don't have money, and let's have them spend that money, and everybody then benefits.
That's right. And also, I think the big problem with the prior argument that somehow, these folks aren't working, don't pay taxes, is that actually, in the case of a household that earns less than $24,400, which is the amount of the standard deduction, they are working. And the reason why they don't pay taxes is they're not required to file a federal return, because the standard deduction would basically subtract from their income and yield no taxes, and so or yield no adjusted gross income to pay taxes. So the point here, John, is that this appears to be yet another political statement. It's not a real serious attempt to get us out of this economic mess. And even a lot of people, Senate Republicans, have proposed other plans which are much different than this, and the White House has too. So I just don't understand the logic of this proposal at all, especially when we got to get this done ASAP, and we can't be dithering around with political rhetoric.
Well, Congressman, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. I know that House Senate Democrats are being briefed on it, are talking with the Republicans now. Unlike the House, they're going to need Democratic votes to pass it. So, I mean, there's a good chance that this thing is going to be changed one way or another, correct?
Yeah, it has to be changed to get through the Senate. I'm a little surprised that the Senate Democrats weren't consulted before this was proposed. I thought that a package would be proposed in the Senate that would include Senate Democratic input, and then it would, be taken up by others. In my humble opinion, if I had anything to do with it, I would have made sure that the proposal includes not only Senate Democratic input, but also House input and the White House, so that you could just announce a package and then hopefully we could just bring it to a vote.
Well, if they want my opinion, I can make this easy for y'all, Congressman. Let's just give it to every adult over the age of 18, unless they or their household make more than $100,000 as an individual or $200,000 as a family, then they don't get anything or it graduates down very quickly. But just send the money out to people. If I was a person who is making less than $24,000 a year under the Senate Republican version, I wouldn't get any relief. But if you gave that person $1,000, they would spend it at businesses that are wishing they had customers.
100%. They're not going to put it in the bank. They're going to spend it, and they're going to spend it quickly, which is what we need right now. As you know, businesses are just hurting like we've never seen before. I've gotten, just in the past 24 hours, numerous calls from obviously restaurants, but also airlines, hotels, various industries that are almost completely shut down at this point because there's no demand.
Right.
And so right now we need to boost the demand for their services.
I understand the problem with my logic that you couldn't go into a store in a lot of instances right now to spend it, but you will be able to, and I'd like to have money in those people's hands. That's the Senate Republican version we're talking about. Do House Democrats have a bill that they are introducing?
So right now, I think that Speaker Pelosi is putting the package together. Basically, it would be something that would entail more for workers, and there would be some means testing. There'd be a lot more attention paid to small businesses as well, because one of the things that we saw in the last recession is that, unfortunately, small businesses just did not get access to the capital that was given to large financial institutions. So this time around, we want to pay closer attention to that. And then finally, very, very important, even as part of this phase three stimulus, we have to enhance the unemployment insurance. I was talking to Governor Pritzker yesterday, and the spike in unemployment insurance claims is unlike anything we've seen before. And also we need to increase access to personal protective equipment, which is in very short supply and needed by our frontline workers as well as hospitals. We also need a way for those who are basically getting laid off left and right now to be able to keep their health coverage. Their COBRA payments are coming up probably starting April 1.
Right.
And they just don't have the money for it, John. I mean, the unemployment insurance will pay for maybe rent and food and transportation possibly, but they don't have money for the health insurance, and they had it just this past month. So we need to help them.
All the more reason to just get the money in people's hands, Congressman. I have to let you go, but several texters reminded me to remind you that to that end, going to unemployment right now in Illinois is very problematic. They're just so flooded. People aren't getting help, and they're not being able to file. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, thanks for your time, Congressman.
Yes, sir. Thank you.